I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, October 25th. Matthew Potter, the son of a former Quincy police detective and brother of a current officer, accused of landing a fatal punch that led to the death of a 44-year-old father of three, is set to go to trial today. Christopher McCallum, a Bridgewater father of three sons, died in January of 2019 from a traumatic brain injury a day after an assault outside the Nickerson American Legion post in Quincy. McCallum was attending a concert with his brother and tried to break up a fight outside the Legion Hall, according to his family. Potter was charged with manslaughter, two counts of indecent assault and battery on a person older than 14, and assault. Matthew Potter and his brother were arrested in November 2019 after an 11-month investigation by the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office. Kathy McCallum, Christopher McCallum's wife, said in 2019 that her husband's skull was fractured in multiple places after he was sucker punched and fell backward, hitting his head on pavement in the parking lot outside the post on Moon Island Road in the early morning hours of January 27th. He was taken off life support and died the following day, leaving behind his wife and three sons. The medical examiner found the cause of death to be homicide by blunt force trauma. Early voting begins today in Quincy for the November 2nd municipal election. Voters may cast ballots at City Hall today through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There are races for three school committee seats and for councilor at large and the wards 1, 2, and 5 city council seats. Mail-in voting is also underway. This Wednesday is the last day to request a mail-in ballot from the city clerk's office. Mail-in ballots may also be placed in a drop box located outside City Hall. Mail-in ballots must be received by November 2nd at 8 p.m. No excuse absentee ballots can be cast at City Hall through November 1st at noon, and in-person voting will take place November 2nd from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no change in voting locations this year. A conductor on a commuter rail train is suing the company that runs the system, alleging that a malfunctioning door amputated part of his right ring finger. Alan Chin of Quincy is suing Keolis Commuter Services for $220,000, split between $60,000 in medical expenses and $160,000 in current and future wage losses. Keolis is contracted by the MBTA to run the commuter rail system. Chin was working as an assistant conductor on December 4th of 2019 when the train was stopped at the Framingham station. According to the suit, the car he was in had a defective door, which led to the partial amputation of his ring finger. Keolis did not maintain the door, inspect it, or repair it, warn Chin that it was defective, or enforce safety rules, regulations, and policies. According to the lawsuit, Chin has since been incapacitated and prevented from continuing to work as a conductor, according to the allegations. An autopsy conducted Sunday positively identified that the remains found in Abington were from 5-year-old Elijah Lewis, the Merrimack, New Hampshire boy who had disappeared. The manner and cause of death were pending further toxicology testing and further investigation. Investigators on Saturday found what they believed was the body of the New Hampshire boy, who had not been seen for about a month. Searchers converged on a wooded area of Abington off Chestnut Street on Friday and again Saturday in connection with the disappearance of Lewis. It was a cell phone that was dumped at Sandy Pond in Ayer that broke the case open. On Friday, investigators from multiple agencies were combing the Chestnut Street woods, including State Police, New Hampshire State Police, Massachusetts Air Wing, Environmental Police, and the State Police Mobile Crime Lab. It was on Saturday that the boy was found. Elijah's mother, Danielle Denise Dauphinays, and her boyfriend, Joseph Staff, were located and arrested by New York City police in the Bronx on warrants charging them with witness tampering and child endangerment. Both were held without bail after their arraignment last week. The New Hampshire Attorney General said Elijah's disappearance was initially brought to the attention of authorities by the Division for Children, Youth, and Families on October 14th. Investigators believe Elijah was last seen at his home sometime within the past 30 days. Investigators say Elijah was never reported missing to authorities prior to that notification from the state. Bob Neumeier, the broadcaster known as Newmy to legions of sports fans familiar with his work at Channel 4 as a radio host or as a horse racing expert for NBC, died on Saturday at the age of 70. His wife, Michelle, said he had suffered from congestive heart failure and heart disease. He had been in hospice for the past 8 weeks. Neumeier, a Weymouth native and Syracuse University graduate, was a well-liked fixture on the Boston sports scene for nearly 40 years, from 1981 to 2000. Neumeier was a reporter at Channel 4, where his easygoing nature left him a perfect complement to irreverent sports anchor Bob Lobel. Neumeier joined Comcast Sportsnet New England, now NBC Sports, in 2010. He also called the Bruins on WBZ Radio from 1996 to 1999 and was best known to a national audience as a longtime trusted expert on NBC's horse racing coverage. Neumeier also contributed to NBC Sports hockey and Olympics coverage through the years. NBC said it would pay tribute to him last night during its Football Night in America broadcast. A Braintree man has been charged with breaking into a Quincy gas station. Police say 59-year-old Daniel Parma smashed a window at the Franklin Street gas station early Friday morning. Officers responding to the alarm just before 2 a.m. found the broken window and spotted Parma walking nearby. Officers determined that Parma had cuts and glass on his arm that were consistent with the break-in. Parma faces charges of breaking and entering. In Quincy District Court, police say over $4,000 in cash was stolen. A postal worker who tracked, stole, and opened mail that he suspected contained drugs and then kept any narcotics that he found pleaded guilty on Friday. 44-year-old Sean Heron of Whitman pleaded guilty to conspiracy to possess cocaine with intent to distribute and theft of mail by a postal employee. According to prosecutors, Heron, using the Postal Service's own databases to track the parcels, targeted priority mail from Puerto Rico and the West Coast, as well as parcels flagged by law enforcement as potentially containing illegal narcotics, and then removed them from the mail stream. He then took the parcels to his office, where he stole any drugs he found. Heron has worked for the Postal Service since 2005 in Canton and Fall River. Now faces a maximum 25 years in prison at sentencing, which is set for February 17th. Four people and two dogs are safe after they had to be rescued from their sinking boat on Saturday morning. The Chatham Harbor Master was notified about the boat at about 9:15 a.m. It was 11 miles east of Chatham. While patrol crews were on the way, the sinking boat was able to use a handheld flare to grab the attention of a nearby boat, which came to their rescue. The patrol boat arrived a short time later to take those who were rescued back to port. No injuries or medical emergencies were reported. The unemployment rate in Massachusetts was 5.2% in September, up slightly from August, according to the State Labor and Workforce Development. In August, it was 5%. The national unemployment rate average is 4.8%. The Massachusetts labor force grew by almost 12,000 jobs in September. Revised numbers from last month showed 3,400 new jobs in August. The education and health services sectors saw 6,400 new jobs. The government sector lost 7,100 jobs. Since December 2020, it's estimated the state has added 160,000 jobs. Massachusetts hit a pandemic high of 17.7% unemployment in June of 2020. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 73 points Friday. The NASDAQ fell 125. The S&P dropped 4. Asian markets also mixed. The dollar and the euro are higher. Oil is up again to over $84 a barrel. Sports. Patriots beat the Jets 54-13. Celtics beat Houston 107-97. They're in Charlotte tonight at 7 o'clock. The Bruins beat the Sharks 4-3. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, rain and showers with highs only in the upper 50s. Cloudy, damp tonight, low of 46. Tomorrow, wind-driven rain with a high of 60 degrees. Rain and wind on Wednesday, high of 54. And partly cloudy Thursday, high 56. With a boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, winds out of the east northeast, gusting to 25 knots, high tide right after 3 p.m. Sunrise at 7:08, set at 5:46. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, October 25th.